This hour with us, we have a very special guest. She is the author of a book, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Honeymooners, I Had a Life. That very special guest is actress and now author, Jane Keane. Hello, Jane. How are you?
Well, I'm just great, Peter. My gosh, it's nice to talk to you.
Nice to
have not been in Montreal in so long.
When were you here?
Is the Mount Royal Hotel still there?
No, long gone.
Long gone.
Yeah.
Well, I was there many, many years ago.
Okay.
And I've been here forever.
Yes, well,
I'm the bionic woman.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to start right off, and we should mention the lines are open, 7900-991 star talk, 1-800-491-CJD. Those are the numbers to call. Right off the bat, the title of your book, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Honeymooners, I Had a Life.
Right.
What exactly did you mean by the subtitle of that book, I Had a
Life? I'm so closely identified with the honeymooners, which I'm very grateful that I was part of, but I did so much before that, and I wasn't always Trixie. That isn't where I was discovered. I did Broadway shows, and I did the top nightclubs in the country, and Las Vegas, and the Palladium in London. A lot of about 8 years I worked with my sister, Betty. We were labeled the female Martin and Lewis at the time. And as far as Gleason is concerned, I worked with him in my other life in vaudeville, and I did a musical on Broadway with him called Along Fifth Avenue, and even in summer stock with him. And so it's just that I wanted to explore some of the other things in my life and let people know what happened to me before, because sometimes, especially today, you see people become stars that came from no background at all. You know, they get a lucky break in a series, and they came in and auditioned, and the next season they're asking for $100,000 an episode. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was different when I was getting started.
Now, let's go back, because you said you had a connection with Jackie before you did, I guess, the latter edition of The Honeymooners. You were the fourth person to play Trixie.
Well, the first two you really can't count because, for instance, Elaine Stritch, who's just wonderful.
Right.
She was on one or two shows, and it was decided that she worked too much like Gleason, so she was out. And then there was another one, I can't remember her name exactly, but then Joyce Randolph did the first. There were 39 episodes in black and white, which are played more often than any because they don't have to pay residuals on those. So I joined it in 1966. I did it for 5 years when they went into color and decided to do musical numbers and so on. And Jackie knew that I could do all that. So when my name was suggested to him, he said, "Oh, that's it, pal. She'd be perfect."
Okay, so it was the added.
You know, you're fading out.
I'm sorry. It was the added bonus that you could do the musical variety aspect of the show, which was done in Miami Beach.
That's right.
That got you the gig.
Yeah, that's it, exactly.
Your name is probably very familiar to so many people, only because I got to tell you, you know, when we were kids, we used to watch that show. We'd all pretend to do impersonations of Jackie Gleason, who was so bombastic with his voice. And at the end of the show, he would introduce all of you, and he would just scream your name out.
You know how that happened?
How?
The first day of rehearsal, the first reading of the show, he would look at the actors, look at the writers after the first reading and say, "Pal, you're way over." And they would argue with it. They'd say, "No, Jackie, we timed it. It's right on the button." Well, they were right, and he would be wrong on those shows where he introduced everybody because he was filling out the time then.
Oh.
One time I did a special with him, a Christmas special, and I thought it was over. I was upstairs in my dressing room taking my costume off, and I heard my name being announced. I didn't know it was going to be on. So I ran out downstairs, pulling on my wig and half of my clothes, and went out there. And that show was repeated more often than any of the others. I was so embarrassed every time it ran.
We are talking with Jane Keane. She is the author of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Honeymooners, I Had a Life. We're talking about her career as an actress, among other things, on the television series The Honeymooners. Just recently, we lost Art Carney. What was it like working with Art?
Well, he was just darling. Art was a very shy, introverted man, troubled, because for many years he fought alcoholism. He was a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and he was on Broadway in a show with Walter Matthau called The Odd Couple. He was in the original Odd Couple. And for some reason, Walter just, I don't know, antagonized Art to such an extent that Art had a breakdown, and he checked into the Hartford Institute of the Living. And when Jackie decided he wanted to do The Honeymooners again, the network was afraid to take a chance on Art. And Gleason said, I will vouch for him. I guarantee you he'll be fine. I'll watch out for him. And he revitalized Art Carney's career. And Art went on to win an Academy Award for the movie Harry and Tonto. And he was no trouble the entire 5 years. So he was dry for many, many years.
Now, you mentioned Harry and Tonto, which, of course, was a film that he was not considered the first candidate for. He had been so typecast as playing Ed Norton. Had that same typecasting really affected your career after The Honeymooners? Did everyone see you only as Trixie?
Only as Trixie?
Yeah.
Well, you see, fortunately, I work in all mediums, and I always had a successful nightclub act and one-woman show, so I've been active in that field for a long time. See, I was able to bounce back. A lot of actors, all they can do is wait for the right part to come along. Well, I never waited. I went right back to New York and resumed working in clubs and theater. I replaced Jane Mansfield on Broadway in, what the heck was that? Anyway, I love Broadway shows. And as a matter of fact, my sister and I, toward the end of our act together, did a Broadway show called Ankles Away. And that was great fun. We did about 12 Ed Sullivan shows and things like that.
Now, how would you describe the comedy duo that you had with your sister, Betty?
Describe it?
Yeah, how would you describe the type of comedy you did? Because a few moments ago you mentioned Elaine Stritch and that she didn't get the original part of Trixie because she seemed to be too similar to the type of style that Jackie was known for. And it's just that it seemed to be at some point that with the exception of some people like Carol Burnett, but Lucille Ball aside, most women didn't get to do a lot of broad physical comedy. Maybe a Kay Ballard did, or, as I said, a Lucille Ball.
You're absolutely right, Peter.
But they tended to be somewhat subservient to the men in comedic roles.
Well, you know, Jackie Gleason once said the secret of Lucille Ball's success was that never before was a pretty girl able to do broad comedy. They were always, if you remember, Martha Ray type or Carol Burnett, or there were others in long ago, but they were never pretty. And Lucy had been a great beauty, of course, when she was at MGM and all, and she could do these outrageous things that only prior to that the gals that weren't so attractive did.
Mm-hmm.
My sister was, she was cross between I would say Martha Ray and Carol Burnett. She did broad comedy. And she used to say, you know, my sister's the pretty one, but I'm the live one. And that's probably true because she had five husbands.
Ow. Wow.
Her second husband was Jim Backus, Mr. Magoo.
Oh, really?
Really.
Ah. We were talking with Jane Keane. She is the author of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Honeymooners, I Had a Life. 7900991 is the number to call if you'd like to speak to Jane. That's 7900991. This is Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJD 800.
Now more of CJAD's Holder Overnight on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800. To speak with Peter, call 790-0991, Star Talk, a free call on Bell Mobility, and 800-491-CJAD.
Peter Anthony Holder here with you on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800. We are talking with Jane Keane, actress and author. Her book is A Funny Thing Happened to Me on the Way to the Honeymooners, I Had a Life. 7900991 Star Talk and 1-800-491-CJD. Those are the numbers to call. And Jane, you've done it all from Broadway to films to television. Did you have a preference?
Most people have. It's the stage, the theater, where you get a live reaction. That's why Al Pacino and big stars go back to Broadway, because that's the best barometer. You know, when you do a film, you don't know really how well you did or how badly you did until maybe 6 months or a year after you finish shooting. Whereas the theater, you get that immediate reaction, which was so gratifying, you know.
So was it the kind of the best of both worlds, being on the Honeymooners and doing television in front of that live Miami Beach audience?
Well, that was the closest to it, yes, and that's why I'm spoiled whenever I do a guest shot on TV or something. It's really not that interesting because you work extremely hard. You're there from like 7 in the morning until sometimes they shoot till midnight, you know, so you don't have a life. But with Jackie, of course, he hated to rehearse, so we'd rehearse very little. And we would do the show Saturday. We'd do a dress rehearsal and then do it in front of the audience. And we'd only stop for the scene changes. And we'd go right through. And he didn't like to go back over any mistake. That's why so many people thought it was a live show. I mean, a lot of ad-libbing, which it wasn't, because we had wonderful writers. And the material was so strong, they didn't have to. And It's what art made of it, you know, and Jackie. They were so clearly defined, the characters. And people could identify with them. It didn't matter if he was a bus driver or a sewer worker. You know, they could be in any business and still have the relationships such as they had. You know, it's funny. You remember how bare the kitchen was, the
right
room that we did most of the Honeymooners from? It was so barren that people used to send us curtains for the windows. They took it so seriously.
We are talking with Jane Keane here on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJD 800. Robert and Matt Royal, hi, you're on CJD.
Hi, Jane. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Well, thanks.
I have two questions for you. You mentioned Gleason's lack of rehearsing, how he didn't care for it. My first question is, how did the other cast members feel about it, or did it frustrate you? And secondly, did you stay in close touch with your fellow cast members once the show was off the air?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. There is a saying that show people have, I love you, but the show closed. And after the last taping, very often you go off in different directions, you know. In Art Carney's case, he moved to Connecticut, and Sheila was in New York, and Audrey Meadows, she was in California. I used to see her. But it's interesting how they really don't stay in touch. Oh, a phone call once in a while, you know. But I was on a cruise to the Caribbean when Art passed away a few months ago. Of course, I was devastated. because I had just been showing some of the clips from the Honeymooners, and when I went down to the stateroom, there was a note under the door that he'd passed away, and I felt so badly, and I was able to get in touch with his wife from the ship. I called, and she gave me very unpleasant news that he had been so sick for the past 2.5 years that it was really a blessing that he went. But you know, you never like to hear that.
Of course.
You don't like to hear that someone you cared about suffered so much, but he had lost so much weight, and it was sad because he was a brilliant talent.
Well,
but they both were, and they were equally talented as far as acting was concerned. They could do dramatic parts as well as make you laugh. And you know what's interesting? That Gleason, who is the star of the show, really, and he, of course, held it all together, he never received an Emmy. Art Carney got several. And Gleason never received an Oscar for the wonderful roles he played, like Minnesota Fats and, you know, the pool shark. Never was recognized by the industry with any awards, which I think is rather disgraceful.
Mm. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 7900-991, Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJD. Touching on a question from the last caller, he asked, was it bothersome to the rest of the cast that Jackie didn't like to rehearse, or did you just go with the flow?
Oh, that's right, yes. I'm sorry, I digressed. Well, not the regulars, because we knew how he liked to work. But when we would have a guest star like Bing Crosby, and we used quite a few, and Maureen O'Hara, and various stars, I remember Eileen Heckert, who was a wonderful actress, was calling her agent every day, saying, I got to get out of this. I don't know what I'm doing. And I was saying, Eileen, don't worry. It'll all come together. You'll see. And it did. It was a terrific show. She played Alice's mother on
right.
the show.
We are talking with Jane Keane. 7900-991 is the number to call. Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJD. Few lines free if you want to call in. We have another half hour to go with Jane. She is the author of A Funny Thing Happened to Me on the Way to the Honeymooners. I Had a Life. This is Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
Now more of CJAD's Halder Overnight on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
Peter Anthony Halder here with you on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800. We are talking with Jane Keane. She is the actress and now author. Her book is A Funny Thing Happened to Me on the Way to the Honeymooners. I Had a Life. 7900-991 Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJD. Those are the numbers. Sandra in Laval, higher on CJD.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
I was wondering, somebody told me that Audrey Meadows and the one who played Trixie, so I guess it's not you, it's the other one, were sisters. Is that true?
No. I think you're thinking a lot of people think Jane Meadows, you know, was Audrey's sister, but she didn't work on the show.
Jane Meadows, who was married to Steve Allen.
Yeah, Jane Meadows, married to Steve Allen, right.
I think it was a great show because I know he didn't like to rehearse too much, and I think that was better. Because it kept you on your
toes. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It gave it a freshness.
Yes, and it's because, not to, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that you people are older, but you come from a different generation that you knew what vaudeville was like, and you were versatile. You could turn your hand to anything. And
yeah,
if the situation,
you're absolutely right.
If the situation arose, you were able to cope with it and make it funnier.
You're right.
And it was very, very good. And I'm wondering, is there any way of getting those that on DVDs? I guess not, eh?
Well, I think they will be coming out. they recently released the color Honeymooners, finally, after all these years,
mm-hmm.
to the Good Life cable. And you know how they've been selling DVDs over on television?
Yes.
And I think that eventually you will get them on there, because his daughters and his wife own the rights, and I think that they will make a deal for that to happen. I hope they do.
Yes, because, you know, a couple of Saturdays they've had I Love Lucy followed by The Honeymooners or vice versa, and I have seen them 1,000 times, and I still get a kick out of them. I still laugh because I think it's very, very funny.
Oh, you're right.
You know, he thinks he's the boss and he can do everything, and it proves to the fact that behind every good man, there's a better woman.
Yes. You know, one of the secrets of that show, the relationship between Jackie and Alice, Ralph and Alice, was as much as he would yell at her, you know, at the very end he would say, "Baby, you're the greatest." And
yeah.
Take her in his arms.
That's it, you know, that's
right?
It.
Right? So they knew he didn't mean it.
Yeah, that's it, you know. And then when she would just stand there and take it all in, you know, and not say a word, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, it was, I think it was fantastic.
Yeah,
and you don't need a lot of scenery. You don't need it. It left you something to the imagination.
Exactly.
And today's comedies, I don't even think they are comedies because they're not.
Well,
that
look,
good.
You've got all those reality shows.
Oh, that kills me.
Doesn't it though?
No,
you know, the good writers are all unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
On television, the sitcoms outside of a couple. They're so juvenile, and they're written by writers under 30, you know.
Yes.
And some of the great comedy writers can't get a job.
That's too bad, because the comedies that are on TV now, I wouldn't give you 2 cents for them.
No, I think Frasier is good.
Frasier I watch, and I used to watch John Ritter.
Yes.
Grease Company.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, that was good.
You know,
I do like Everybody Loves Raymond. I think those characters are awfully funny. They're
yeah.
good.
All right, thank you for the call, Sandra.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Take
Keep
care.
Up the good work.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
7900-991 Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJD. Those are the numbers. Beverly, hi, you're on CJD.
Hi.
Hi, Beverly.
Hi, Jane. It's really nice
hi.
To talk to you.
Thank
now,
you, Beverly.
I would just like to... I was really going to just make a comment, but I want to ask you a question. They used Jackie's name rather than having a stage name. I was wondering about that. And also, you know, the scenery. You know, I think the whole thing took place in the kitchen. Jackie
yeah.
and Trixie's kitchen, right?
Yeah,
and just left so much
the
other caller said to the imagination. And, you know, but everything I think Art had, or Ralph, the upstairs guy, everything was like on credit. And I don't think the film... there were ever any shots of his place, maybe once, I don't know. But
yeah,
yeah.
On Ed Norton's, our apartment upstairs.
Ed Norton, that's it.
Yeah, we had a better apartment, but, you know, my background, Trixie's background, was that she was an ex-stripper in burlesque. So, so maybe she took some of her old costumes and dressed up the place.
Oh, okay. Oh, but it's true, though, you're right. Jackie was actually Ralph.
Ralph, that's right, yeah.
Real name.
That's
yeah.
right.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. But I really, you know, even in my mind now, I can still remember as I was a kid watching that, and it
yeah.
was like, oh, yeah, like that little
yeah.
kitchen,
it
you know.
Funny.
I don't think we ever had shots of the bedroom. It was all in the kitchen with a little dresser
yeah.
and sink, the one fridge. I don't know if the wife of Ralph, like, she never did any cooking, did she?
Oh, yeah, spaghetti all the time.
Spaghetti all the time, yeah.
yeah.
Well, let me just tell you, you really made us laugh, and they're great movies,
yeah.
and I think they were the launching pad.
Do you remember the shows where we went to the different countries?
We went to
France.
Too many shows that you did,
Germany,
like, on different locations.
And Ireland. Yeah, but we didn't go to the actual countries. It was, unfortunately, wouldn't be my luck. Yeah. No, we would, but we did them in the studio, but they were supposed to be England and France and Scotland. And it he won, Ralph won a Flaky Wakey contest.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, he was winning these contests and stuff.
Yeah.
I remember a couple of scenes, you're like sitting at the bus stop, there's something going
right.
on there. You all had the night out or something. I mean, I don't know. But I'll tell you, they were real funny, and I think they were the launching pad to all sitcoms today. It's a real pleasure to talk
to you.
Well,
you're right. It certainly was a spinoff of All in the Family, certainly derived from that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, thank you for the call, Beverly.
Okay, and I'm really happy to talk to Jane.
Take care.
Thanks a lot, Jane.
Thanks, Beverly.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for the memories on that.
Bye.
7900991 Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJD. Those are the numbers to call. We are talking with Jane Keane here on CJD. What made you write the book now and not say sooner?
Well, that's a good question. I think I was always too busy running around, traveling and so on, and I was free about a year and a half ago, and I thought this is a time to do it. People were always saying to me, you know, so many funny stories, you ought to write a book. But I always considered a biography kind of a, well, it's like an ego trip, you know. But if you notice, I wrote a lot of funny stories that happened to me, like with Marilyn Monroe and the Rat Pack. The pictures in the book are, you know, interesting by themselves. So there's a lot of stuff in there besides the Honeymooners and intimate stories about Gleason and Art that haven't been in every book, because Lord knows a lot of books were written about the two of them, just about them. I mean, Audrey wrote one that was just about them, and Sheila wrote one that was just about Jack. So I wanted to include other things. That's why I said, funny thing happened on the way to the Honeymooners, I had a life. So I could tell those stories, and I think people would enjoy reading them, you know.
A couple of years ago, Brad Garrett played Jackie Gleason in a telefilm on CBS.
Yes.
Did you see that?
I sure did. I thought he did a terrific job.
Did you
look so much like him in that first shot? It was scary.
Did you find that the story was accurate?
Well, it was pretty close, except I think they were a little hard on Jackie. They really made him look like, you know, Simon Legree in some of the episodes. But as a whole, I think it was pretty good.
It's been my experience, and I've talked to some people who worked on shows like the Red Skelton Show and some other episodic television, that when you have somebody who is a strong-will performer, that you're bound to get stories of that person appearing to be a control freak when they're just really being a perfectionist.
Well, that's true. No one gets worse press than Barbara Streisand saying she's so difficult and all. But she knows what's right for her, and she is tough. Lucille Ball was very tough. She and Gleason, it was hard for them to get along. They did one special together. You see, they worked entirely different. She loved to rehearse, and she, from the very first day of rehearsal, she wanted everybody to do performance level. Well, a lot of actors don't work that way. Art Carney, for one, he would keep the script in his hand till the camera went on. The shooting day. And Gleason, on the other hand, he didn't want to rehearse, and he'd just wing it. But he had an X-ray mind, you see. He could go into the room for an hour and come out with the script memorized.
Now, in writing this book, you talk about a lot of people, you talk about your own career, which spanned over 60 years. Did you, when you sat down and finished the book, Did you learn something about yourself?
Oh, indeed. Reading all, I had to, you know, look up stuff in my scrapbooks and things, and I'd get so carried away that I wouldn't write for 2 days because I, you know, I just, I became interested. And I'd say to my, oh, I don't remember doing that, you know. As a matter of fact, I'm moving now, and I have to go through the scrapbooks again and decide which ones I want to keep, and I get carried away again. I could write a sequel to this, because I realize how much stuff I left out that could have been in there.
We are talking with Jane Keane here on CJD. The book is called A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Honeymooners. I Had a Life. We have 15 minutes to go. If you'd like to give a call, I have a question for Jane. 7900991-STAR-TALK, 1-800-491-CJD. For the Laurentians, Eastern Townships, Ottawa, Hull area, and also the border states, those are the numbers to call. Just a word for Antico Martini Restaurant. You know, when you go to Antico Martini, you find that they do indeed have it all. The finest in Italian dining, a marvelous ambiance, perfect for a business lunch or a romantic dinner, a friendly attentive staff waiting to serve you, a deliciously decadent menu that is simply yummy, an extensive wine list that is reasonably priced. Antico Martini has been serving Montrealers for over 25 years. Try it and take in the entire Antico Martini experience. Treat your palate to a meal you won't soon forget. Antico Martini Restaurant, for those who really care, 6450 Summerled near Cavendish. For reservations, call 489-6804.
Now more of CJAD's Halder Overnight on Montreal's news talk leader, CJAD 800. To speak with Peter, call 790-0991, Star Talk, a free call on Bell Mobility, and 800-491-CJAD.
Peter Anthony Halder here with you on Montreal's news talk leader, CJAD 800. We are talking with Jane Keane. She is the author of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Honeymooners, I Had a Life, and she's indeed had very busy and active career, Broadway, films, television, worked with her sister Betty as Betty and Jane Keane, and you were also in the movie Pete's Dragon.
Yes, Walt Disney special. I play, and it's going to be a game, too, that Pete's Dragon. I had to sign a clearance the other day because they're using my character, the school teacher that I played in it. That was fun. That was a great experience. They really dressed me down to play that. They made my hair dark and they hardly any makeup. And I was so vain, as actors are, that I used to put a street makeup on when I went home and walk in front of all the crew so they wouldn't think I looked so terrible. But, you know, in the book there are some aspects of my life that weren't that positive, were not that good. I had a bad start with a very famous man. Well, I guess I shouldn't mention it on the air, but it was a rape, and that's in the book. I had to write it because when you're doing your life, everything isn't roses and chocolates. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So there's a lot of juicy things in there.
Was it cathartic to write the book for you?
Yes, it was, actually. It brought up a lot of good memories and also the other kind. There's a story in the paper today about that. I don't know how they picked it up, but anyway, it's in the Globe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those things, they affect your life terribly when you're in your teens and something like that happens. So there's some drama in it. You know, I wasn't always tricksy.
Hollywood has a habit of taking young actresses, at least it did for quite a while, and spitting them out. A lot of people did not survive. For every Jane Keane or Jane Mansfield or Marilyn Monroe, there were hundreds of young starlet wannabes who didn't succeed. Why do you think you succeeded?
Well, I was able to roll with the punches. You know, I could go from... when I first auditioned for a musical, actually it was my sister that was up for the part. It was a college musical, and the producer came to the back of the theater and asked me what I did, and I said, oh, well, I sing. Well, at 17, you know, you're fearless. So I got up and sang, and I got the part, which didn't make my sister too happy, but that's the way it went. But I think for survival, you have to be able to play different kinds of roles and not make the stage or the screen your life. That's why so many people get screwed up with the dope and the drugs, you know, and drinking. And it's just so sad to see talents like, Robert Downey Jr. I think he's straightened out now. I certainly hope so, because he's brilliant. But then Liza Minnelli, she is going exactly the same route as her mother went, which is so sad to see, because she's such a talent, you know? And you just have to keep your head together, because the phone isn't always going to ring with an offer. And you got to fill that time up with interesting things. Either go back to school or study other professions, possible professions. Learn how to use the Internet, which I don't know how to use, but I'm certainly going to take it up soon.
Well, you know, you brought up a point, though. You keep hearing these stories. You know, people think that there's so much hard work, and there is a lot of hard work in becoming an actor or an actress. But I've had the opportunity to talk to many a celebrity like yourself who mentioned that almost accidental first step. I mean, you were there to kind of support your sister.
That's right.
And you got the part.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, when we worked together, which is, we had both been in a show called Call Me Mister. She was in the national company with Carl Reiner and Buddy Hackett and Bob Fosse, and I was in the New York company. So we actually got together as a team for one shot on the Ed Sullivan Show, and from that we got all the leading nightclubs in the country. Today there are no glamorous nightclubs like there used to be, you know. They're all comedy clubs, and the guys that get up don't really have an act. They use an awful lot of four-letter words, and that, to me, that's not material, you know? It's daring. They want to see how far they can go, and unfortunately, the people laugh at it.
Were you and your sister destined to be actresses at a very young age?
Oh, my mother pushed that. She made the mother in, well, we lived the life of gypsy. That was always my favorite part because I could relate so to it. Mama Rose was my mother. And she's the one that instigated our leaving Hartford, Connecticut and going to New York against my father's wishes. He was in the insurance business in Hartford, and he thought she was crazy to push her daughters on the stage, you know. I was 8 when we moved to New York, and Betty was 16. So she got shows right away because she was a brilliant dancer in the beginning. She had ballet training, and she was terrific. She turned to comedy later when Jack Benny saw her in a nightclub in California, and he said she had such a great sense of comedy that she should pursue that end of it. So she took his advice.
Did either one of you ever want to rebel against your mom for being a stage mother?
Oh, my sister and they had constant arguments. Yeah, I really didn't care that much about going on the stage, but she pushed me, and then, you know, it grows on you. But I would have probably been just as happy being a school teacher in Hartford like my father wanted me to be. so you don't know. But, of course, the salaries of the teachers today don't match the actors. So, I mean, I bless my mother because through her I was able to see the world and wind up at the Palladium in London and be all over the country, and I'm still doing cruises and a lot of wonderful things.
Are you still working?
Oh, God, yes.
Great.
I just did a show a wonderful show in Palm Springs. It's famous, the Palm Springs Follies, and it's sold out every performance. It's the 12th year of it, and I was the guest star this about 6 months ago, and there's no one in the show under 60, and there's one gal in it that's in her 80s that does splits and kicks and just amazing. And the group, the showgirls, who are 60 and up to 70-something, are just gorgeous, magnificent. Their figures and everything, they're like Las Vegas. So that is a smash hit. I also did another show last year called 70 Girls 70 with songs by Kander and Ebb. So I'm still very active, and I enjoy it. I only take what I do think I'll enjoy, though.
Well, that's great. It sounds like you're having a great time, and I'm sure many people will want to read your book. The book is called A Funny Thing Happened to Me on the Way to the Honeymooners, I Had a Life. It's written by Jane Keane. And Jane, I thank you so much for being on the program with us this evening. We didn't even get a chance to talk about your days in early soaps. You did General Hospital and Days of Our Lives as well. So
yes, I did.
You've had a career.
Ten Dean Martin shows.
Right.
I
thank you so much for being on the program with us. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Remember me as Trixie. I know that's what people do.
Okay. Take care.
Thanks, Peter.